I really want to work on prison realignment, prison reform, and I like for me, that's just where my heart is at because I've seen what's happening inside of there. That's where I'm going at, and 5 years from now, we'll see where I'm at because I'm not even in my permanent housing yet. So I'm just hoping in 5 years that I'm gardening and working and seeing legislation pushed through and victories there. And I'm hoping that, JD Vance will be the president then. And I'll hopefully be celebrating what RFK has done for health and, all that needs to go on in this country. It's not that I'm against running for office. It's that I need to get my life in order before I can even consider that. That's a huge calling, and it's not one to be taken lightly. And I wonder, am I somebody that could do that job and do it as well as it should be done? Am I trained enough? Right now, I can't say that I am. I would say I'm totally not. But I can say that I know enough to work on pushing legislation through and prison reform. And now, what that will lead into in the future, I don't know. We'll give it a few years and we'll see. I'm not opposed to the idea, but right now, I don't see that door opening for me. If they just put my name in, rachelpowell.com or .org, I have a website with a link that will go there. That's really the easiest way is just to know my name again. So I'm just back on Facebook. I'm just back on Instagram. I said I would never go back to those platforms again because they gave me the boot before I had even turned myself in. I was like, I'm never going back, never gonna do it. And yet here I am, like literally just this month, I'm back on those. So they can find me there. And I'm gonna start making some videos. And so they'll be able to find me on YouTube and Rumble. I journaled my whole year in prison. Every single day I wrote down, I journaled. And so as I start typing out my journaling paperwork, I'll probably be making videos and sharing my experiences there. So people really might want to find me because it should be interesting and eye-opening for them. And as I go through my paperwork as well, I got all my legal documents sent back from prison. And so I have a lot of forms that I filed that I'll be able to prove that the BOP is not doing what it should, that they are interfering with the grievance process. And anybody out there that really cares, they really want to know what's going on in the BOP, find me, follow me, because I'll be sharing that information as I go through. And it's going to be slow going because there's just so much. And I am going to be moving again, and there's life and work to be done, but I'm gonna go through it and share.
Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.